Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to a snowy New England morning here on At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning, we've talked to him in the past, we're going to talk to him again, Willie Hallahan, one of the directors over at Jump Fest up in Salisbury. You might be wondering, what is Jump Fest? Well, we're going to get into that, Willie, and we've had a little snow recently, and we'll get into the impact that might have, but, you know, give us a little bit of background of Jump Fest and jumping in Salisbury. What are we doing up there?
Well, good morning, Joey, and good to be back with you again. It's always great to speak with you. Yes, it's winter time. It's looking more like winter, thanks to this recent storm. And I'll start with the Olympics that are coming up, February 4th through the 20th, the Winter Olympic Games. They're being held in Beijing. What's that got to do with us in Salisbury? Well, every time we have the Winter Olympics, there's an increased interest by the general public in all things winter sports, so downhill skiing and certainly ski jumping. And that's our focus here in Salisbury. JumpFest 2022, the 96th year of ski jumping in Salisbury, is going to be held February 11th through the 13th, sort of right in the middle of the Olympic Games. And we always enjoy a bump in attendance because of the Olympics, and we're looking forward to that again this year. JumpFest, for those listeners of yours who might not be aware of it, is 3 days of ski jumping in Salisbury, Connecticut. We're kind of the home of ski jumping in the east, at least southern New England part of the east. And we have a long, long tradition of ski jumping and ski jumping excellence. JumpFest, it's a Friday night, a Saturday, and Sunday of jumping. We attract the best junior jumpers in the Eastern Division from Lake Placid and Brattleboro, Vermont, and several places in New Hampshire. They come down here for 3 days of jumping. If the 3 days each have a personality, the Friday night is probably the rock and roll time. It's ski jumping under the lights, which is very cool.
Anything under the lights makes it that much better.
Sure, yeah. I mean, the venue over in Salisbury that ski jumps is very cool no matter what time of day, what time of year. It's a 70-meter jump. It's big. You look up, and it looks like the top of the tower is a mile up in the air. It's a big deal. The kids, they come down at the in-run. The in-run is the ramp, if you will, that they come down that ends with the takeoff. They exit the takeoff at like 50 miles an hour. They travel up to 200 feet through the air, landing on the landing hill at 50 miles an hour. It's a big jump. It's not as big as the Olympics, but big enough. It's impressive for sure. Anyway, the Friday night is a fun night for them. By the way, the same jumpers jump Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. So you're seeing excellence all through the 3 days. After the target jumping is over on Friday night, we have the human dog sled race, which is very cool. I mean, people come just to watch that. These are teams of six people, five people pulling one on a sled that the team designs. Some of them are very simple, like an inner tube, and some get very elaborate, like imitation ambulances and fire trucks and everything.
If anyway, you're going to do it, you might as well do it big.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a crowd favorites. I mean, it's really a gas. And there are food trucks. We have the Cook Shack. We're selling Great Falls Brewing Company beer. There's a nonprofit that has a tent that sells hot toddies. There was one year, I think it was 20 below zero on a Sunday morning when I got there. And on that day, I think I was the best customer of the hot toddy. Anyway, there's something for everybody, you know, food, everything from hot chocolate, hot toddies, and it's just a fun night. That's Friday night. Saturday is the daytime. More serious jumping is happening. We have the Salisbury Invitational that starts at 1 o'clock. The same jumpers that were there Friday night and will be there the following day are jumping for trophies from SWASA, Salisbury Winter Sports Association. That's our own tournament. And on Sunday is probably the most significant jumping of the 3 days for the jumpers themselves. There's a lot at stake here because Sunday is the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championships. Now, the winner on Sunday will be named to the junior national team, the Eastern Division. It's a big deal for them. This is the best jumpers in the East, ages 20 down to 12. And being named to the junior national team is huge. It's like a step below the Olympics. It's that caliber of jumping. And then 9 days later, I'm going to try not to confuse your listeners here, but 9 days after Jump Fest, we're doing a second event. Every 5 years, we get to host in Salisbury the junior nationals. So the difference is that the winners at Jump Fest, the winners of the Eastern Division champions, will be joining the best jumpers in the whole country in Salisbury for 5 days of jumping. The official title of this second event is the 2022 Ski Jumping Nordic Combined Junior Nationals. And what that means is it's a combination of ski jumping and cross-country racing. On Thursday, and this takes place February 22nd through the 26th, Thursday and Saturday in that week, there'll be ski jumping in the morning at Salisbury, and in the afternoon there'll be cross-country racing over at Mohawk Mountain in Cornwall. Mohawks are our partner in this endeavor. So what we're seeing between Jump Fest from February 11th through the 13th and the Junior Nationals, the 22nd through the 26th, is a combination of the best jumpers in the East at Jump Fest, the best jumpers in the country during the Junior Nationals. And as I always like to tell people, it's kind of a tagline whenever I'm talking to people about ski jumping, is if you haven't seen ski jumping live, you just haven't witnessed the sport. TV does not do justice for ski jumping in particular. When you come to Salisbury, You're right in the middle of the action. You're standing, the jumpers are landing right in front of you. You can hear the skis slapping on the landing hill when they come down. Everybody's ringing cowbells, and that's the wintertime show of appreciation for winter sports. Everybody's having a good time. You're in the middle of 1,500, 2,000 people, all smiling, all having a great time, eating, drinking, ringing their cowbells. It's very family friendly. Kids 12 and under are always let in free. We want young people to be exposed to the sport. Adult tickets are $15 a person. And it's just a fun time. And it's so unique. I mean, where else? There's only like half a dozen jumps left in the East, and most of them are points north, Lake Placid in Vermont and New Hampshire. Salisbury is the southernmost located ski jump in the United States. And for your listeners especially, it's about an hour drive, I would say, probably tops, to get to Salisbury. And why wouldn't you to have a chance to see something so unique, see it live? It should be a bucket list thing to do.
It's the 96th, so obviously you guys are doing something right over there to keep the tradition going.
Yeah, we have. You know, ski jumping itself has had its ups and downs over the decades, you know, for sure. And it's on the upswing now because the United States, whenever the United States does well in a sport, there's enhanced interest. Kids tend to gravitate towards it. And cross-country skiing and ski jumping are enjoying that increase in interest these days. So it's on the upswing. The Winter Olympics are going on, so people are talking about these sports. And yeah, right here in Salisbury,
we're in the midst of the Olympics coming up, and we're in it. Yep. You know, if someone's it's not just how far they jumped. Give us a little, like, 30,000 ski slope jump view of, you know, how is this scored if we're watching the Olympics and kind of playing along, if you will.
Well, a certain, I don't know the exact way they judge, but I know a portion of the jump is distance, mm-hmm. of course, but that's only a part of it. Maybe half, I'll say. Basically, the judging starts from a perfect score. You're jumping with the idea that you're doing everything perfectly, distance-wise and style-wise. And then you have three judges. They subtract, I think it's five judges, actually. They subtract the high and low score and take the middle ones. But they're jumping on the distance you travel through the air, how you travel through the air, your form as you're traveling, how you land. You're landing, understand, you're landing at 50 miles an hour. You're jumping... style changes from basically with your nose over the tips of your skis, your arms out to the side like a F-16 fighter jet, and as you alter your position into a landing position, you're going into kind of an elongated genuflection, if you will, as you hit the ground, and then you come to a standing position with your arms out, and that's what you strive for. It's hard to do all of those things.
And you know, that landing part, we've gotten into this in the past. So we just had the snowstorm. We got anywhere from 1 inch to 2 feet across the state. You know, landing in powder is not exactly preferred by the jumpers.
In fact, it won't happen. If we have a dusting of snow or a foot and a half of snow, we have to remove all that snow from the landing hill. The landing hill, unlike a ski hill where powder is prized, you know, if you're a downhill skier, the landing hill ski jump has to be perfectly clear and rock hard. It's snow that was man-made with a high water content. It packs easily. It's groomed and re-groomed and re-groomed again so that it is hard and smooth as your kitchen countertop. That's because kids are landing on this at 50 miles an hour, and you don't want any irregularities. You don't want any friction.
Even you don't want a sudden stop in 12 inches
of
powder.
No, you do not. No, you don't. But even that inch of powder could cause enough friction to mm-hmm. alter. When we have snow, we have to remove it all. And that's okay. If we have enough time, then we'll pack it in and make it part of the landing hill. But the 11th hour storm, the snow has to be removed.
All right. Well, Willie Hallahan, one of the directors over at Jump Fest in the Salisbury area, head out there. It's an amazing event. Things are coming back to life. Last year, I know you guys had to do a little bit of changes with the pandemic. This year, everything seems to be on track. Let's knock on wood, and hopefully that continues to be. If people want some more information, Willie, where should they head, online, or is there a phone number? What's the best way for listeners to get some more info?
To get the whole schedule, just go to our website. It's JumpFest, JUMPFEST.org. If you want information about the Junior Nationals, that's JN as in Nancy, C, JN as in Nancy again, 2022.com. That's JNCJN2022.com. So between those two websites, you can find out everything that's going on, basically the second half of February. It's going to be a full month. In a slow month, there's lots to do in Salisbury.
And that's the, you know, you could go out there, watch these young adults jump, and then down the road, you might be watching them in the Olympics. So that's pretty cool.
You will absolutely be seeing future Olympians. It's almost like AAA baseball. You know, you go there and pick out who the next major league stars are going to be. You go to Jump Fest, you will see future Olympians. That's guaranteed.
And it's right here in our own backyard in Connecticut. Willie Hallahan, one of the directors over at Jump Fest and the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Thank you for talking with me this morning. Let the powder be disappearing, the hill be hard, and the kids all safe at the end of the day. Because remember, great things like Jump Fest happen right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases, while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.